So whenever I remember my days at high school back home, just silly things like just hanging out with my friends on in the park, on the street. So that kind of memory pops up in my mind, and I really miss my country. And it's just a little tiny bits of daily life that make me feel really homesick.
Like my hometown, like city is Yanagawa City. The famous is boat tour. So when I close my eyes and think about my city, is like people are doing the boat tour, and sometimes people get married and like wedding clothes, they goes to the boat tour. And the smells is, I don't know, for me, it's like sea smells, like seafood.
The major part that we feel comfortable with each other is, yeah, as Naoko mentioned, that we speak same dialect. That makes me really comfortable, and that I feel that I'm with some family members, really. And also, we talked about some spots in Fukuoka, our prefecture. So we have something in common to talk about, right? I know this place, oh, I know that place, and that type of stuff. And it's just a little things makes us, yeah, just a little tiny things make us feel home, and that's good. Yeah, I don't know, maybe because just Noriko's personality, I just feel like she's my sister or something. She's so cheerful, bubbly, fun, and yeah.
Because I don't have a family in here, so I was more, how can I say, comfortable, or like helping each other was really good for me.
We have the sense that we can rely on each other when something happens, and that kind of security is, important, to be an immigrant and no family support. And yeah, that kind of reliance, trust,
That's
in Noriko's, yeah,
invaluable.
valuable, yeah. So what I miss most is the ocean. The Fukuoka is located nearby the ocean. I grew up in the ocean, really. We went to the beach and swam in the ocean over the summer, all day long, every day. That kind of lifestyle is common for kids over there. So when I came to Canada to see Lake Ontario, oh, it's not the ocean, it's different. Even though Lake Ontario is very, vast and looks like ocean, but yeah, so that the smell of ocean breeze reminds me my hometown. But Lake Ontario doesn't give it to me.
Hi, I'm Alina, and I'm half Japanese, and I've been to Japan 3 times. I know that my mom's journey was like a long journey for her, and it took her a while to settle in Canada. She came here for a working holiday, which helped her kind of get used to living in Canada and seeing Canada.
Hi, I'm Noriko. I came from Japan, Fukuoka, Japan. And I came to Canada, like first visit was like 1998. I wanted to have an experience to stay in Canada. So I came to Canada, and during staying Canada, I met my husband. So we decided to married 2003. Since then, I'm staying Canada.
Hi, this is Kay. I'm from Japan. I came to this community of Canada in 2009 with a Canadian husband and a one-year-old boy. Actually, my husband and I spent 10 years in Japan and then had a baby, and my husband didn't want to raise him because he's not fully Japanese, and, you know, things are really can be really stressful back there, you know, lots of competition and social pressure and all that stuff. So I agree that we moved to Canada, which was a challenge because I became a mom for the first time, and yeah, I don't know, I wasn't confident to raise kid in a different country. Noriko and I met through a nearby child care drop-in center. I was here with my son who was a year and a bit, and I was new to the community. So it was good to see Noriko from not only from Japan, but from my hometown.
I'm Kat. I'm 14 years old. The last time I went to Japan was in 2018. And when I came back, some things that I wanted to learn about or like see more is more of like the scenery of the country, as that we stayed mostly in like a house and just the one little neighborhood for most of the trips with our grandparents. So I just want to see more of like other parts of the country instead of like one city. I feel connected to my Japanese heritage in the food that my mom cooks and some of the ornaments that are around the house. Like we have some bowls that were made in Japan that we brought back. There's some like clothing from Japan, but mostly the food and the stuff we eat.
I think the food is like definitely the thing that most connects me to Japan, because it's like a big part of the culture and we have it often. And it's just like an important thing. Like it shows so much about the culture. And like on special events or in special holidays, there's like certain foods we eat. Like a couple of weeks ago too, it was like a holiday called Girls' Day. So we had like a special food. It was like sushi, but it was like in a bowl version. So it was really interesting.
My hometown is like close to the sea, so seafood is really good. So when I go back to Japan, my mom always cooked the seafood, sashimi or like grilled fish. And my mom came to Canada and I know she likes the seafood. So we went to see the seafood, like a Chinatown or a grocery store, but my mom said, oh, this is not a seafood. Like, she didn't like that much. So, yeah, I miss seafood, and also I miss the onsen, hot springs, like a bath. That's the hot waters, and I like to, like, near my house, there's just so many onsen. We can, when I go back to Japan, we always go at least once a week, sometimes two times a week, three times a week, we go to onsen, and my kids love it. So when I go there, take a bath, it was feeling so good. And then after that, we eat ice cream. That's the good thing. Here, especially Toronto, is like multicultural. So many countries, like different kind of people living here. And for me as an immigrant, and my husband also not a Canadian. So this here, Toronto, is like more comfortable to stay doing the lifestyle, especially for the kids as well. They are mixed. So I like living here.
I love this Esplanade community because it's a really small pocket, and you know, it's full of green and space for kids to run around. And I think it's a really unique neighborhood in Toronto. And I was so lucky that I landed here first with a young child. I feel completely settled and included in them. So I really like this community, and I hope that I can stay here forever.